pizza.
Yeah, how to get the kind of pizzas that satisfy everybody in the house when half of them want margherita, mozzarella, I think mozzarella and tomato, and half of them want something a lot more meaty and spicy, maybe involving jalapeno peppers. So that's the situation at just after 6 o'clock on this Friday afternoon. And this is my diary, my audio blog for the day. So today I haven't played any music. I haven't listened to a scrap of music by any composer or performer. And today I haven't looked at any television program at all. And today I didn't even listen to the national news. And for all I know, the people over there in Paris may or may not have concocted an agreement to save the planet. And I can't do anything about that. It's too late for me to influence what happened in Paris. So all I can do is be interested a little bit. So what did I do today other than all those things? I had a good conversation about corruption. Yes, corruption in Irish political life, in particular about people who were exposed on television. People who were finding forms so hard to fill out that they forgot that they owned a supermarket or owned a farm or were directors of companies. So I had a big-ish conversation about corruption with a guy who's standing for election in Ireland. So he's a political candidate and I'm just trying to get inside his head. And then the other thing is about water. Yeah, floods. We're a great country for water and a big political issue. A big domestic issue and a big business issue is what on earth to do with the floods and how to prevent flooding in future. And so I put together corruption and flooding, both of which sound like they're undesirable things. I put the two of them together into a piece of audio, which lasted exactly 20 minutes and about 4 seconds. At the moment, all I can remember is that I shifted a whole load of wood from one place outside the house to another place behind the house. And I still haven't shifted more than 2/5 of it. But I shifted the wood. So now we have wood in the front of the house and in the back of the house. And then I started cutting off bits of foliage, bits of plants, really. Things that grow in the garden, cutting them down, tidying things up. It's so mild. Now, it's damp and all that, but it isn't cold yet. I kind of wonder, in Ireland, with all this global warming, we might not get a really severe frost, and then all the bugs will survive. Anyway, I'm not here to do a rant about bugs, but I read various things today, including something excellent by Andy Crustadino in Chicago about how to find titles for blogs. And I nearly did some new writing. And I republished a manifesto of mine, I Stand Against the Crowd. I republished it on my blog. I thought, well, look, there's things on my blog which nobody's ever seen. So why don't I republish them? Make a few adjustments. But share them so that a few more people would see them. And I did some work, real work on far, really far rather than on far rebel creatives, and more about that another time. And now I've got people driving into me with headlights on, blinding me. It's a really dark road. So just to tell you, I didn't hit that last car. No, didn't hit that one either. But you never know what might happen, so I better not tempt the gods to visit me with them with troubles like that. Okay, that's my daily audio blog for today. 6 minutes of it. Thanks very much for listening.